Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I know. You just got to work. Oh, I got to turn them off. No, you don't. You don't have to turn off Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You got your boys with you in your pocket. You got a phone. Go to the ESPN app. Hey. Click on the app. Lower right-hand corner. More. Click on that. Scroll down and listen live. Take us right in with you, right in your ears. On ESPN Radio, the app. We're everywhere. ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What's up, y'all?
So I was laughing this past week, laying in bed, and my phone starts ringing. It's my boy Ryan Poles, who's runs the Chicago Bears. I almost said Bulls. And he's laughing on the phone. I'm like, what's going on, RP? What's up? He's like, man, I swear I just met your boy Keyshawn. I swear he had no idea who the hell I was. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you Ryan Poles, he talk about you all the time.
Weren't you just
time.
In the box in Chicago?
He was like, I was downtown, going to Michigan Ave, looking to buy a winter coat, and I saw this tall guy, and I was like, oh, I think that's Key. I'm going to go say what's up. And he's like, I went over to say what's up, and Key just looked like he was, like, frazzled a little bit. Like, there were a lot of people coming at him, and he kind of hit me with, like, the quick Hollywood L.A. talk, and then kept moving. And he was dying laughing about it.
I'm embarrassed.
And I was waiting to come into work the whole week to talk to Key about this.
No, I knew exactly who it is based on – I remember it like it was yesterday, right? It was the black gentleman, and he was dressed well and looked the part. Duke, he had a whole look to him.
Duke.
And
what,
so
what
I
was
just
the
kept
look?
It moving.
What was the look?
Well, he had like a V-neck, nice cashmere, thin V-neck type deal on, tucked in. He
tucked in the sweater?
He looked like he was professional.
He tucked the V-neck in the sweater?
Yeah, I think so. So uh-oh. I think it was tucked in. Uh-oh. I think it might have been tucked. But he was nice. He didn't have no belly or nothing. He looked good.
Okay.
And he looked professional. So I was trying to keep it moving. I didn't want people to recognize me and start talking. I don't want to be talking to people. I just want to go to get my stuff
once you
and get
stop,
back to the hotel.
This is the whole problem. Once you stop for Larry David called a stop and chat, like on Curb Your Enthusiasm, once you do that, everyone's going to recognize you. Now, boom.
And if you ever
if you
been,
keep moving, you can get through it.
And if you've been on Michigan Ave at all in Chicago, that's where all the stores are, and it's just people. It's like New York. It's like being in Times Square.
So I love you on that show.
I was just like, and I kept it moving.
It's T.O.,
Like, oh, God.
Oh, wow.
See, here you go.
T.O.
don't look like this face.
But I get
never,
like T.O.
Yeah, he ain't going to never look as good as me.
The point is, it's a receiver for they seen on TV.
Black receiver, tall, get it.
I get Mike Greenberg. I get I used to get Jim Rome. I get Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is, a whole thing.
But I have a tendency to not know. If I don't deal with you on a daily basis, I don't know who you are.
Right.
I mean, I had the same incident that happened years ago. We were talking about years ago when I played.
You got to hear this story, Max.
So I'm going to make it real quick. I'm overseas, and I'll name drop a little bit. I'm at a restaurant hanging out, turns into a lounge, and Brad Pitt invites me over, whatever the case is. But he didn't tell me who he was with. He was like, come hang out. We're doing the table. We got the whole deal. So I'm like, okay, cool. This was years ago. And there's a guy over there in the corner, and I didn't know who this guy was. And so I'm chatting, being nice, chat up small conversation with this individual. Hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm in the music business. Oh, that's cool. Oh, okay. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Ireland. Oh, cool. How long you been doing the business? A long time. I said, oh, that's cool, man. You got any hits or anything? You like, any of this? And so at that point,
wait, didn't you say I could hook you up with someone?
No, I just was. It was more like, oh yeah, I know some people in the music business too. I don't really know much about it, but I do know people. And so at that point, I'm starting to talk. So Brad steps in. He goes, "Hey, you know who this is?" I go. He goes, "Bono." And I go. He goes, "Have you ever heard of U2?" I'm like, "Yeah, U2, the guy with the glasses and the whole deal. It was him." So I'm like, I don't listen to U2. I just know the group, right? That's
Barack who? What?
Who?
Barack Obama.
I know some people. I can hook you up with a pretty.
If you don't want to get into politics.
I got my boy the Grim in Calabasas.
Yeah, I can call
if you
want to
get
Dre
into politics.
I'll call Dre for you and Snoop and see if they can hook you up. But I had no idea. And then once I focused in, I'm like, oh, damn. Because the most famous dude to me was Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
This was just That's this. This was some hanger-ons as far as I was concerned. This was his entourage. It happens, right?
Oh, oof. That's a big one.
That's That's a big swing.
Like, you have any? Who's the biggest celebrity you didn't recognize that you were introduced to, Jay?
I've always recognized people. I was at a club, and I didn't know it was Megan Good. Mm-hmm. I talked to Kiba. I know, but I didn't know who Megan Good was. I just didn't know who she was.
Hey, man.
So, one of my boys, like, he was dating her, Jerry Lorenzo. I was like, yeah. Hey, he's like, yo, look, that's
all,
Megan.
I could say.
That's cool. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I would have known who Megan is.
And then I started seeing pictures, you know, some, like, my boy's like, oh, look, I'm like, oh.
I don't know who anyone is. And then if you see them out of context, they're in, like, you know, if they're an athlete, they're not wearing a uniform and they're sitting down, so this height is all different. And unless it's like a handful of super famous guys, you might not recognize them.
Didn't know who Megan Good was. Okay.
It happened.
No,
I was out and about.
What?
I was not paying attention.
What? No, I get it.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah. You don't know who Megan Good is at that time of your life, man.
What?
I was occupied.
You okay. Just told
lies,
a story about
lies,
Bono.
Lies, and more lies.
But exactly.
But Megan Good, Bono for me,
right,
Megan
it's not
Good
the same,
for me.
That's not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same.
No, not the same.
You're
thing.
Aware of one and less aware
absolutely
of the other.
Absolutely aware of her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You are at the club. It's dark.
I get
like,
it.
Oh, nah.
Exactly, Yates.
No, Yates, don't yeah. know.
But see, that just
Yates,
tell me.
Nah, because Yates ain't been out nah, like this
like,
before. Yates, we'll start going.
I understand if Key, like, man, ain't y'all the people that had the album on every single phone when they dropped the album, yeah, all right, you too. But, like, Megan Good, though, bro? We're talking about Megan Good.
But nobody was rapping with Megan Good like we were talking for 30 minutes like he was talking to Bono.
Don't
you know what
matter.
I mean? We're at
sure
the table next to my boy.
Yeah, and the bad thing is this is at a time, though, Max, and I hate to burn this segment up, but this is at a time when the Gap thing came out where he was doing the Red thing. He had just launched it at that time.
He's in every billboard.
And I knew Yeah. Man, I told you I could be a tool sometimes.
Me too. You know? I
don't know what it is, but I could be a real tool sometimes.
Key comes in here, doesn't recognize Jay and me half the time. We have to reintroduce
Bono.
Ourselves.
Hey, Bono, my boys in Calabasas, they got studio time for you.
Yeah, if you need to sneak in there.
If you need this.
Get you a discount, 80%, you know, 20% off if you want to use the studio.
The
got an engineer
answers
and everything.
Are cryptic, though. Like, yeah, you know, we've been
Man,
okay.
I was trying to be nice.
It's been okay. You know when they don't give you the answers? Like, they're just generic about it? Yeah, we have a little band.
So, should we slip in a little sports?
Absolutely.
Robert Saleh said the win against the Packers doesn't mean anything. Listen to him.
I'll be honest. It doesn't mean anything, just like a loss wouldn't have meant anything. I said it before, we got to start expecting stuff like this. And you don't, you know, it is a big win, obviously, because any time you win in this league is big. But they're another opponent, another championship opportunity. We got to get ready to go next week.
That's Robert Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets, after their upset win against the Packers. Are you buying it?
I'm happy for them. Look, I've always maintained and I'll continue to maintain. Joe Douglas has done a tremendous job of assembling some young talent. The young talent will eventually grow and it will pay off. I still am going to have my reservations about the young quarterback. And look, as long as the defense and Quentin Williams and Sauce Gardner are doing the things that they're paid to do, and that offense is Breece Hall is running the way that he is. Oh my God, they got a shot. And they're young receivers, and Corey Davis is still young. Corey Davis is not old, but he's starting to show you, okay, maybe he was somewhat worth the money in free agency. And then obviously Garrett Wilson is coming along. So I think they have an opportunity, a chance. Now look, let me see them against the Bills. Let me see them against New England Patriots. Let me see them against the Miami Dolphins again. And let me start to judge based on those sort of things.
All things considered, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We should take some calls on this. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which New York team had the best day yesterday? Was it the Yankees, Giants, Jets, or Buffalo Bills? Which New York team had the best day yesterday? That 888-SAY-ESPN. Jay, I understand that.
I would say Yankees.
We
you
normally.
Yankees?
I would say Yankees because of what was at stake.
That's why. That's
right, because they're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but playoffs. But then again, because
they could be with us.
Then again, for the Giants, to like as a Giants fan, I could tell you it felt big yesterday.
Yeah,
it felt real
really
yesterday.
Big.
Yeah,
it felt like the game versus the win versus the Packers wasn't just like.
Let me see you do it again.
Yes,
against someone.
They
so
proved
you, so
it.
They came back from London. They beat Rodgers, and then they beat Lamar Jackson with the chips on the line for you know at the end of the game they beat him you know with a defensive play. So. If and the Jets fan could be sitting there going, "Hold on, time out, everybody. We're second seed in the AFC."
No,
right
it is, but the reason
the Bills
I say
got
the Yankees,
past the Chiefs.
But the reason I say the Yankees is because it's elimination.
Higher stakes.
And so it's higher stakes. No doubt. Like the Jets could afford to lose. The Bills could afford to lose. The Giants could afford to lose.
But the Yankees could turn around.
The season is continuing to go.
But if the Yankees turn around and lose tonight, what was it for, right? So,
well, you extend your season. What do you mean? What was it for?
What do you think? 888-SAY-ESPN. We always have Key's observations on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, I understand that you may have some observations.
I do. This
today.
Is what's great about this show. I was going for a week, and if anybody pays attention to our text chain, which you guys can't because it's our text chain. I clarified. There's a lot of.
I hope no one's paying attention to our text chain.
There's a lot of.
Are you screenshotting and sending it out, Jay?
Some Russian hackers, maybe, or someone. You know, I don't.
There's a lot of trash talking. Key jabbing me, and I'm jabbing Key back and forth.
No jabs.
This is our brotherly like relationship.
No brother.
I figure, yeah, I'm forcing myself to be your brother. And this is what's happening here. So this is a friendly jab for me because I love when stuff like this happens. Let's go through Jay's observations, and they're all about the big brother.
Jay's
Key.
At your neck, Key.
They're all about the big brother Key. First off, USC falls to Utah. My man Key went to Utah to go see the game. Traveled to go see the
Didn't
game.
Didn't sleep nothing.
Didn't sleep nothing. Can we play some sound from that game, that loss? Let's play some sound.
Going for two, down by one. Snap rising, look, surveys. Cam scrambles. Cam to the end zone. He's in! He's in! The two-point conversion is good! And Utah leads it with 48 seconds to play.
Oh, that's Cameron Rising from Utah going for the two-point conversion. We have the sound from Bill Riley from Learfield. That sound is so great. So just imagine this. Just imagine this. Key is at a bar in Utah. They're not even really serving him the drink capacity he would want to be served. We all know this. They're giving him little side shots with a drink on the side. And while he's there watching his USC team lose, then all of a sudden the same team that beat my Mets closed out his Dodgers. Can we listen to some sound from Key's Dodgers losing while in Utah watching this happen?
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. And it is over. The San Diego Padres have knocked off the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they're headed to the National League Championship Series. And the celebration has started as they jump up and down in the grass and back of the pitcher's mound. The Padres won it.
I mean, it's so miserable. It's hilarious. It makes
Key's
me so
face
happy.
When he hears the sound. It puts him right back in the moment.
Oh, the look on everybody's faces, and just Key calling my Mets the little brother, and we're number one. We're 20 games above everybody. We'll be fine. And then it gets even better. It was only 2 weeks ago, right before I left, before my daughter was born. Key was like, guys, I just feel like Green Bay is going to go undefeated the rest of the season. And as soon as Key said that, they've lost two games to New York teams, the Giants and the Jets.
You meant un-undefeated.
Un-undefeated.
They've gone un-undefeated.
Un-undefeated. Un-undefeated. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm still delirious. And this is all, this is the kind of stuff that makes me really happy. Yeah. It's when you see the big brother just miserable and things not going the way they typically go for him, which is always right. He's got to lean into it a little bit more, Max. That's what I wanted to do today.
So, in Utah, we're walking down the street. Game's over. Drunk. Everybody's drunk. Uh-huh. The whole deal. Dude, young, college kid. Had to be college kids. Drunk. He didn't, USC. He got the USC. He knows. He lifts up his shirt. He got the blank USC, blankety blank, on his stomach in ink. And he tells us he feels sorry for us. So you know me. I tell the dude, blankety, blankety, blank, I feel sorry for your ass because you're carrying somebody on your back and you live in Utah. So I just, because when they win, how the fans
really
get.
Aggressive.
Oh, when they win, he was drunk and he had his buddy on his back and he was jumping up and down and he decided he was going to attack us verbally with the alcohol. So I told him, I feel sorry for you. You carrying somebody on your back drunk and you live in Utah.
And Max, just to close it out, I know that
and
team
I had
is completely,
to sit on. But see, I didn't tell you the story from yesterday.
Just let me finish this whole thing. Just to close it out, Key at the beginning of the year is like, look, and we were all on board, Max.
There's another one. We're not done with Jay's observations.
No, we're on board. Everybody, we're like, you know what? We're riding with Key. Key, the same way you talk Key into believing you about Cooper Rush potentially
yeah,
being
he sold me.
He sold us on the Saints. We bought into the Saints. Now, we didn't know Jameis Winston was going to be hurt. We didn't know that they were not going to have much on Lattimore and a lot of other pieces, Kamara injuries, things of that sort. But watching them lose to the Bengals the other day, it just further cemented the misery that I know Key has. And that's
yeah, I can't even talk to the Saints. I don't think I've talked to my nephew since he was in London. That was
He's going to disown Michael Thomas.
The whole family out to London. The whole family went out to London.
Yeah, all of a sudden, look, we have different last names, the whole thing.
And to make it even worse, I fly in yesterday, get to New York. I'm sitting on the tarmac for an hour because the gate was occupied. So I'm sitting on the plane at JFK for an hour. Just sitting there.
You've had quite a week.
Like, man.
Over the weekend.
And we're not getting back into the national championship hunt because we're 12 and there's a bunch of teams in front of us that's undefeated and they'll cancel each other out. But we done failed so far, I don't think we could climb back up.
Maybe.
But we need UCLA to win.
You need some stuff
we
to happen.
We need UCLA to continue to win. Then we need some stuff to happen. Yeah. So. Whatever, man.
And then for someone from SC to root for UCLA.
Jay a hater. Man. I can't listen to Jay a hater, though.
This makes me feel so good.
Hey, by the way, to prove his point. Oh, it makes me feel so good.
So good.
It's so funny. When you think of your sports enemies, they're always the people closest to you in your life. Your brother, your cousin, your coworker. That's the person you can be. Even if you root for the same team, you like this player, they like that player. And before
man,
you come into work.
Win that game, no.
Before you come into work, all you're thinking is, damn, it feels so bad.
It's like when I
walk
in today, I'm like, oh, here I go. I know it. Like, as soon as anybody says the Cardinals, I know Key's going to look at me and say, Jay, I told you about Kyler Murray. I told you.
All I know is my team right now has got one more game. Your team's gone. Your team's gone. Harry Douglas's team, Shemp's team is gone.
Really calm down. About
I got one more game. I got one more game.
Y'all keep messing with me, though. I'm going to put a little bit of a hex on the Giants.
Don't do it.
Why would you say that?
Don't do it.
Keep messing with me.
Don't put a hex on the put a hex
leave
on something else.
The
Jay Roots put a hex on the Mets. It worked.
Don't leave my Mets alone. We're out of it.
All right, Jay. Those were your observations.
Great
people
observations.
Want to talk. Listen, who had the biggest day in New York sports? Jets had a huge win. Their second seed in the AFC right now, beating the Packers. Upset win. Giants take care of Lamar after they took care of Aaron Rodgers. They're supposed to be cellar dwellers. They're 5-1. The Buffalo Bills got over the Chiefs, best team in the AFC. And the New York Yankees live to play another day. That day is tonight by winning 4-2 in a game where it felt like the bullpen might blow it. Even though they came out, they'd got the job, but it just felt like, I don't know, Cleveland might come back on them. Yankees won. So, Adam in New Jersey, which New York team had the biggest day?
Adam, you around? I guess not.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Okay, Adam, go ahead.
But definitely it was the Yankees. Without a doubt, Yankees had the biggest day yesterday.
Why, though?
Yeah, that's something to say about it.
Because it was an elimination game.
Right.
All the other teams, Giants, Jets, Buffalo, if they lost, it was no big deal. Yankees, if they lost, they go home.
Well, Lance in Ohio doesn't think it was the Yankees. Who do you think it was, Lance?
Hey, guys, how's it going this morning?
What's up, man?
And I thought about this, and then, you know, the Packers lost. It wasn't... You know, with Sauce Gardner running around with the cheese on his head, it wasn't the loss. It was when I heard that they picked to play the Jets after that London game instead of taking the bye. You picked them thinking it was going to be a cake-soft opponent, and they waxed the field. I got tickets to the Titans game on Thursday Night Football in 4 weeks, and I'm embarrassed to even go now.
Chris in Dallas, who you got?
Hey, I'm a Padre fan. You know, I'm out in Dallas, but I'm really from San Diego. But, I just want to talk to Key about these Padres. You know, y'all been beating us for so long. And it just feels so good. It felt like a World Series for us.
Yeah, maybe so. And that's why y'all won't be getting to the World Series, because y'all using this as a World Series. Y'all ain't going to get to the World Series because of that.
Are you rooting against the Padres now for the rest of the playoffs?
You root for them.
No, I'm a California school. I mean, California team. I'm whatever. You know, if they win, good.
Will in New Jersey. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
What up, fellas? I just want to say this is an honor, man. Max, I've been listening to you all my life. Jay, New Jersey basketball. Keyshawn, great wide receiver. Listen, the Jets had the biggest day, man. I agree with that last caller that talked about the Yankees elimination, but for the Jets to go to Lambeau Field. I'm sorry, I know the Packers are down and all of that, but watching the Jets struggle, that win was almost like a, it was almost like a playoff win. Like, it's crazy for the Jets to do that. The Giants was a great win, but they was at home, like, and they playing well. Nobody really truthfully thought the Jets was going to go in there and do that to Green Bay, man. Y'all keep doing what you do.
So there were a lot of articles out stating that the Packers were wise not to choose their bye week and to play. So the Packers opted not to take their bye week following the overseas game, a choice that teams have exercised in the past.
Right. They figured we get a win against the Jets, it'll be fine.
Yes.
Mm.
Interesting.
But it didn't turn out that way, did it? Very interesting. Come on, Yanks. Just get through this situation right here. Just get through it right here. By the way, Jay, we were getting ready to talk Saints and Bengals when you brought up the Saints earlier, but we've run out of time.
Oh.
And that's all there is to it.
So you were getting ready to do what?
We were about to talk Saints.
Weren't we about to talk Saints and Bengals
when I brought up the Saints?
I don't know.
I was bringing up the Saints so we could talk Saints and Bengals.
Yes,
maybe
you did.
He's tired.
Yes,
you are you tired? Did you have a kid?
Max, are you going to be able to get are we going to be able to get the game in because it's raining?
That's a good question. Ooh. I don't think it's supposed to clear up by later today. I think it's supposed to. I will check my trusty app. This app has never been right about the weather one time.
I was going to go. I'm not going now.
Max doesn't have the box.
It's not happening.
Yeah, you know what? A 30% chance of rain.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like no percent. I like zero because I'm not going to be sitting going to the Bronx doing all that.
Who's on the mound? He and I were talking about shooting up there.
Yeah, I really want to go.
Who's on the mound?
Jameson Taillon. Taillon's pretty good, but he's not an ace, obviously. Yeah.
Are you nervous? Are you not nervous?
Yeah, very, man. If the Yankees get by this, you know, who knows? Lose to the Guardians. And by the way, there was a defensive play that led to the loss, contributed to the loss the other night where the Yankees should have closed this out already. Anyway, Donaldson, if you don't have it, if it's a left fielder's ball, let him make the play. And if you're not going to let him make the play, you better catch that ball. This is from the game before last. All right. We want you to weigh in. Which New York team had the best day? Giants, Jets, Yankees, Bills.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're now on ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. The Jets' Elijah Moore expressed frustration over his lack of targets, but this is how he put it. Here's the quote. "If I say what I really want to say, I'll be a selfish guy. We winning," he wrote. "Grateful," he tweeted. "Grateful, huge blessing, all I ever wanted. Buttersweet for me," I guess he meant bittersweet, "but I'm solid." Oh, that's a typo, you know. So I'll just stay quiet. Just know I don't understand either. He later expressed his complete support for all his teammates. Quote, everyone rocking out needs to keep rocking out. That's part of why we're winning. Don't get it confused either. Key.
Yes, that would be me. I can answer to that.
He's saying the right things in terms of team, this and that, but the fact that he's chirping at all about not getting targets when they're winning, what do you think about it?
Yeah, he probably. So, look, most people, with me speaking on this, I'm Mr. Just Give Me the Damn Ball. But if you know anything about Mr. Just Give Me the Damn Ball, obviously, clearly, you don't know me. You've never followed my career. You don't know anything about me. All you know is some headline that somebody wrote 20 years ago. So you grab that and you write little quotes and things that, oh, how could he talk? Well, here's how I could talk. The kid is frustrated because he's being told something totally different than what it shows on the field. What I would say to him, though, is you are winning football. You are winning football games. And you're doing it with some contribution from you. It may not be in a form of catching the football, contributing on yards, but you are on the field doing something.
They got to devote some resource to you.
Devote some resources to you. And that's just being young. That's all it is. It's him being young and him not understanding or knowing anything. Unlike me, Jay, we were sorry as hell.
No, but Key, there's a big – Key.
You're sorry as a
key,
team.
Let me stop you right there. There's a big difference. When you would chirp, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, if you were winning and you weren't getting targets, if someone came to you and – Krabbett, blah, 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 you would be like, look, of course I want – you know, in other words, you might say they're just not targeting me, but that's the contribution I'm making.
I'm making a contribution different
ways. But he is unsolicited going on Twitter.
Actually, I want to clarify that because it's not – so he's defending himself because Rich Cimini put out a tweet saying, quote, of all the eye-popping stats / factoids today, this one is hard to understand. Elijah Moore, zero targets at Jets, right? So then he quote tweeted that. He's responding to that.
But they're not going at Elijah. If Rich Cimini was going at Elijah Moore for that, he's actually saying you should target Elijah Moore with that tweet. The fact that Elijah Moore quote tweets that, he's bringing attention to his lack of targets.
He is bringing attention to himself, but he's also defending himself from Rich Cimini, who Rich Cimini is basically saying lack of targets as if he's saying
he's the reason why.
Yeah, Elijah Moore's not getting open.
Oh, I see. I didn't hear it that way.
Elijah Moore's not doing what he's supposed to do, so therefore he's getting zero targets. My whole thing on whether who started it, whatever the case is, he's saying what he's saying because he's frustrated. And that's why he says, if you only knew, but I'm going to stay out of it. I ain't going to say nothing right now. Because he understands by being in the room what the deal is.
Jay, I don't mind that. If a receiver's being asked or prodded about, hey, why are you unproductive? And he says something to the effect of, course I always want the ball, but if we're winning, I'm good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
The type of player Key was.
100%.
That's the type of player like Odell is. Right?
100%.
Like that. People get the bad reputation, but in fact, but in this case, I just feel it's a little different because he quote tweets and puts it out there. Although, if you guys hear Cimini's tweet as going at Elijah Moore, then I understand it.
I don't, but I also have 15 years in the media, right? Like, I see that just kind of – maybe he's posing a question like, why isn't he being targeted more, right? But it doesn't mean that younger people via social media, everybody interprets things differently, right? So I just look at that as his interpretation of it.
But,
like, you're not going to make this a bigger thing than what it actually is.
But I'm sure, Rich. Jay, on Rich Cimini, what do you call it, timeline or whatever the thing is?
Yep.
I'm sure that those people that are responding to Rich Cimini is saying because Elijah Moore sucks or Elijah Moore doesn't do this or Elijah Moore. So Elijah Moore is really responding to the people underneath Cimini. You understand,
but Max? he's saying, just no, I don't understand either. He's referring to Cimini's tweet saying, you don't understand it, and neither do I, because it seems to me Cimini is going at the game plan than he's going at Elijah Moore, which is a tough thing to do. If the Jets just beat the Packers, I don't know why you want to criticize the game plan.
This is a problem that you have with young teams that are achieving success, right? Like, I played on young teams that we never end up doing well, but it gets to a certain point where the fame or the attention goes to other guys, and like it starts messing with your money.
Yeah, you don't want people
starts messing with your money a little bit, man.
With your money,
you don't want people talking crazy about you as a player. You know, whenever I had issue about the way I was being utilized, I didn't have a problem saying it. I tell the coaches, I tell Coach Parcells them in a heartbeat. Same, man, y'all got me out here standing like a cardboard cutout. I understand y'all want to get the ball to Wayne in certain situations, But that ain't why I'm here. Oh, the little.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't why I'm here. I'm not here to just be standing around. If we going to lose, lose with me trying. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. That's just the reality.
Like Odell in Cleveland. He's like, look, don't target me at all. But now there's someone's open. Get the ball to that person.
Yeah, so
if you're not getting the ball to that person and you're not targeting me, now we have a problem.
You out here throwing the ball to Kyle Brady. Man, Kyle Brady couldn't run across the bridge if you told him to.
And let's be real, winning only does so much for your bank account. At the end of the day, those stats, people come back to those stats, management, whoa, we targeted you less. You kind of fell out of favor with that. You know what I'm talking about, Keith? You know, we've seen it.
You know what you're pointing out, Jay, really?
Towards, you know, not giving you the money that you want.
You know what you're pointing out, really? Athletes, especially football players, but also basketball, they're asked to do things that you can't fit together logically. On the one hand, sacrifice for the team. On the other hand, now we're not going to pay you.
See, I subscribe to it a little bit different because I watch so much film and I evaluate so many different players. I understand if a guy didn't have statistical numbers, there's a reason for that. Like, it's not because they're not getting you to football because you're on the field. And if you're good enough, you're going to be on the field. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the scheme. Maybe it's the defense. Maybe it's those sort of things.
They're going to use it against you in negotiations.
No, it depends on who you are. If they know certain people are good. They already know. It's like, well, he's good. I've seen enough of him. Then there's other guys that you sit back and you go, he's not that good. Kenny Galladay, for instance. He's not that good. That's why he's not on the field when he's healthy.
But Odell was good even when he wasn't getting his numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Elijah Moore will be all right. Listen to me, son. They'll get you the damn ball.
Which quarterback has more to prove in tonight's Monday night game? Is it Russell Wilson or Justin Herbert?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and now ESPNU. Guys, the Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All right.
Woo!
Time for our Monday parlay, guys.
You cannot play if you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I've heard that many times.
The Denver Broncos are at the Los Angeles Chargers, who are favored by 4.5 points. Let's line up our parlay so one thing leads into the other and we can hit all three legs here. Key, why don't you set it off?
Yeah, I'm going to take Russell Wilson total passing yards, 233 and a hook. So I think he's going to go over that. I think he's going to throw for 300 yards tonight because he has to playing against the Chargers. We know what Justin Herbert's going to do. We know that he's going to spit the ball all over the place and try to get it in the hands of his playmakers, and Russell Wilson's going to have to duplicate that to some degree.
Yeah, I feel like Russ is – it's going to have a breakout game. I wonder if that actually translates to them converting in the red zone. We'll see how that works out. But I'll go over Justin Herbert, total interceptions, 0.5. Because I think
he's going to turn it over.
I think at the end of the day, Denver has to rely upon their defense, Patrick Surtain and company. I'm going to go with him throwing a pick.
You know, I like to line it up so that what you pick and what I pick can be part of the same thing, right? So we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. But
pow!
I think it's fine. He could turn it over and still have more than 1.5 passing touchdowns. In fact, if he turns it over, he's going to need more than 1.5 passing touchdowns. And I know the Denver defense is good, but Justin Herbert under 2 passing touchdowns, give me that all day.
Yeah, he's going to throw for at least 2.
Yeah, at least 2. You got to figure.
Yeah, I would say so. I like the Chargers. They're in Denver, right?
No, game's in
L.A.
He said it's in L.A., right, Max?
They are at L.A. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I like the chances, especially at home. Chargers going to win this one.
Man, Broncos have a lot of primetime games, huh?
Well, because they signed Russell Wilson.
The only thing I'll say is this, guys. The way the NFL works, do you think the Chargers go to 4-2 and the Broncos fall to 2-4, or they both somehow get out of this 3-3? What's more likely?
More likely the Chargers move up to 4-2.
They separate themselves?
Yeah, and fall one game, well, dead even with Kansas City, but because of head-to-head, they fall to 2 in the division.
This is what I'm saying about Justin Herbert. Because I'm a huge Justin Herbert fan. But there's some dudes, like Mahomes lives in the playoffs, and obviously Brady and Rodgers their whole career. The great ones live in the playoffs. Burrow, I have a feeling, is going to make the playoffs. Herbert has not made it yet. And this is the kind of game right now where you got to win at home against a division rival who's struggling a little bit, right?
Yeah, but
this is the type of game. These are the type of early season games that separate the playoff winners from the
Chargers,
ones who don't make it.
Chargers are a better team than the Denver Broncos, even though they're missing Bosa, so to speak. I mean, it's a much better team.
Why'd you do the air quotes?
Because it's the whole – don't get me started.
Guys?
They act like Bosa is just – the whole defense. It's like, no, you still have really good players on defense.
Guys, it has been brought to my attention that perhaps the most important statistic
I know
the last
you won
month
3 consecutive in a row has since been, starting at 0-3.
Look at this. I've won 3 in a row. I'm rallying back.
You're still behind.
Damn. Keys in front, 4-2.
I'm back a week because I didn't participate last week.
They should have you in the front. No, you did. Harry did it for you.
Oh, no, it don't work that way.
Did I say – I said under 1.5 touchdown passes? No, I'm taking the over.
I said over.
Taking the over.
It was over for all of us. Wait, how did Harry get – did Harry get my pick right?
I think so.
No, he got wrong.
Well, it's all part of you. He fills in for you. It's part of it, buddy.
Yeah, you got to take responsibility for Harry's pick.
Nobody asked me that beforehand.
So I sent you something for your stroller to get another stroller.
For which one – which stroller?
For the baby.
I got like 3 strollers.
Yeah, it's
already.
A new one.
Yeah, where's the registry thing? Where is all that, Jay?
I'm not getting the Bentley 6-in-1 stroller.
Why?
What is this?
It's the Bentley 6-in-1 stroller.
There's a Bentley stroller?
The Bentley of strollers, yeah. Or is it an actual Bentley stroller?
It's actually
Bentley makes a stroller?
Yeah, they make a stroller?
What do they make it out of? Handmade?
I don't know. It's a Bentley stroller.
Actually, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's nice.
I would imagine it's
not bad cost wise.
No, it's not bad cost wise. It's plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on. I mean,
black on black wheels. Black
is it always in the shop or is it good?
No, it's good.
But this is not my regular stroller. My Bentley's in the shop.
But I figured, Jay, you could use that match the car that you drive.
I don't stop. I do not.
Matches the car, Bentley stroller. It's good.
See, but I need more than one, though. Like,
they have the double decker, too.
The double decker?
I'm sure if you look at it on their website, they got the 2. But I'm telling you, you get the stroller that has the 2. And then
the little,
one
little
that
scooter you
can stand
on the back, the kid
yeah,
can stand
like
on the
stand
back.
There's a platform, and they can
what do you
stand
do with
them.
All the snacks?
You put them underneath.
Too
you
many
put
snacks.
Them, no, you put them underneath.
Yeah, underneath.
There's like a
with the baby powder and the stuff.
There's
and
a
the,
pan.
The diapers.
All sorts of attachments to these strollers. You can get all sorts of strollers out here. They got them where you can fold them up, man, and put them so small. And when you open them up, boom. I'm just telling you.
I start changing my kids on park
what
benches.
Happened?
Kids be out there butt naked. I don't
care. Yeah, whatever.
What happened to the strollers that you just fold up, the 2 little with the little
what happened
seat?
To that? Yeah, just carry
by the way,
around
honestly,
no more now.
The funny thing is, those are the best strollers. They're the easiest to maneuver. They fold up the easiest.
You don't want one with the 20-inch wheels?
Nah, those little strollers that you just zoom around in. Oh, they're the best.
And then don't let your kid have an accident on the stroller. Then you have to pay for a whole other stroller. See,
no, you clean it. You unzip the things. You take them off. You throw them in the washer.
Not with my daughter. Can't clean that one.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Jay, man. It's okay.
IBS runs in the family.
Kid. I mean, in terms of... and then,
you know, one day she's going to be old enough to hear all this stuff,
and then
Jared.
The nanny
just being real with you.
But then the nanny also, prior to her putting them to sleep and stuff like that, make sure that she takes care of the strollers the right way.
When you think about it, it's very good preparation for your kids, Jay, because they're eventually going to get driven around. No, they're eventually going to get driven around. So right now they get pushed, you know, in the stroller, and then eventually they'll have a driver.
Yeah.
Stop.
You're the driver.
Yeah, a question for you guys. During with all your kids, did you guys look below the kitchen sink when it occurred?
Did I look below the
kitchen sink?
Yeah, did you look to see your child being born?
Oh.
Yeah. Did you look or did you stay above the kitchen sink?
No, I stay on the other side of the curtain.
I helped.
Red Seven.
No, I helped.
You helped. Yeah. You did not help pull the baby's head out.
How much you want to bet?
I bet.
Bet.
Hey, the doctors were not allowed.
DM to find out. I ain't lying.
What?
Yeah, because you could.
Why do you keep holding your hands like because it's a football ticket?
Well, Key's got good hands.
Go in and you have to turn.
I don't want to go in.
Key's not
going to.
Key's
cool.
Key's not going to drop anything.
You got the motions right. Look,
I'm just telling you.
What? How's that motion look again?
Turn it. That is how the doctor did it. Surprisingly,
no fumbles.
No, hell no. I ain't gonna do that.
Simple Max, you didn't look. You don't want to.
No, I was on the other side of the curtain.
Yeah,
that's fine. I was right there.
I had to look. I had to see what's going on.
He's like, oh, wow, Kate. Come on, man. You got to be grown, man. This is grown.
I was grown. I'm grown. I mean, it changed.
Can't worry about those things in life.
Like, I see a body coming out of a body. It just changes everything.
What?
This is real.
Molly deduced what we were talking about. Molly Karam of First Take is in studio getting ready. We share a studio with First Take.
No, Molly, we got yelled at when Molly starts talking and she doesn't want to take the mic. We got yelled at last time, Molly.
She deduced that we were talking about, based on just watching Key and emotion.
Music, too.
Of taking babies
out. I have music with my second and third child, yeah. Yeah, music
second. Whenever the
music comes. What kind of music did you have? R&B?
No, I had Bob Marley. I had Luther.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Music during the birth.
Yeah.
No music during the birth.
None?
No.
So you don't set the mood at all.
Mood. The baby's coming. You know.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about a thing.
Right.
Little Bob Marley.
Every little thing.
Every little thing's going to be all right. That's not a bad idea, actually.
When she hears that, she
still
goes.
Bobs.
Yeah, Bob's the whole thing.
It's easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com. If I mentioned that, Greeny is coming up on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max will be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.